I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Just because something's a success doesn't mean you intend on doing it every year. Like Old Timers Day was a success. They don't do it every year. They do it every three or 4 years. I think that even if the Mets' intentions were to not do it every year, it makes them look scared and afraid of their fans.
I don't even mind that, though, because you should do a fan fest when there's something to celebrate.
And right now there's nothing to celebrate.
What have they done?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, they signed Jorge Polanco and Devin Williams and Luke Weaver. I guess we can go over that. But no, I don't think any Met fan feels better about this team today than they did a few months ago. So,
no,
yeah.
Definitely not.
No amazing day in 2026.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. We've talked a lot about John Harbaugh today. Well, Antonio Pierce will formally meet the Giants brass today for his official head coach interview after having dinner with the Giants last night. He's a sleeper candidate for Big Blue. If the answer is not Harbaugh or Stefanski, his head coaching experience and the players loving him with the Raiders does help his candidacy for the Giants' best linebacker in the last 20 years.
You mentioning dinner with Antonio Pierce has gotten me hungry. Which probably means it's a good time to have some lunch, show.
Sean Moresh in the booth, somebody hide the castle.
Optics flying, phones ringing, Evans yelling.
No!
Tiki's laughing, chaos cracking, nobody's in control. It's Cinco de Roncho. Crunch! Let's go!
Ah, let's go. A Friday lunch just hits different, doesn't it?
Definitely, because you can have a beverage with that lunch on a Friday.
No doubt.
Sean, do you like queso?
I love queso.
Okay, just making sure.
No.
It's because it's in the song.
I find it hard to find somebody who doesn't like queso.
I don't know. Some people just might be anti-cheese.
Listen, if you're anti-cheese, that's a you issue.
I mean, it could, or lactose intolerance
Do
issue.
I look like somebody who's been anti-cheese?
I was just making sure that the song was like, hide the queso from Al Cintron.
It's all Gouda with me, Tiki. Cinco de Lunch Show is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. We just went through our rooting interest in all the games. I'm here to give you, in order, I think what will be the five best games this weekend. Okay.
Here we go.
Number five.
49ers Eagles. That's in that late Sunday afternoon window. Now, no Trent Williams makes this game fall back for me. But look, the Eagles have a pivotal point here. And I think ultimately this game is still going to come down to the fourth quarter. I don't think you're getting a blowout one way or another.
Just so you know, this hit me yesterday while I was doing, I forget what the heck I was doing. I'm going to start categorizing all of the Cincos. Much like our loyal listener, 13-year-old Thomas. So I now have a chart writing down every Cinco so that anytime you need to refer to it or to see if he's repeated one, we will have it. So I wrote down five best games of Wild Card Weekend. Is that how you labeled it?
That is, yes.
All right, let's get to number four.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Tiki already disagrees with this. Rams-Panthers. I have a feeling this has the potential either to be the Rams' last scare before they go on a Super Bowl run and they play it very tight, or this is a Beastquake situation where the Saints went on the road to Seattle.
Right.
Look, they already beat them. We went over the whole rematch situation. Carolina did. 10.5 points is the point spread. We're going to pick this game later on. Just so everybody knows, on Wild Card Weekend, there's never been a team to cover a spread of 10 or more points in a Wild Card playoff game. Something tells me we get the day started with a bang tomorrow.
Mm. There's never covered a spread. That means that the team in the Rams position with a big spread like this has never covered it.
Now, Tiki, much like my Bears-Packers stat, it's actually only happened twice.
Because you think in the postseason you don't have these massive spreads.
One happens to be the Beastquake game where they won outright. The other one is the Bucs were favored by 10.5 over Washington in Brady's first year.
Yeah, these are all examples of sub-500 teams winning their division, which has happened on a relatively frequent basis, and it usually leads to the... think about it. It's the best wildcard team versus a historically bad divisional winner.
Correct.
So you do the math, it's natural to happen.
Exactly. And in that game, they won by 8 and covered the spread. Here we go.
Number 3.
Game we've talked about a lot. Packers-Bears. How could this not be special?
Yeah,
prime time, cold weather, rivalry game. And the two teams, like Evan said, have played in the last 6 weeks, and both games were wacky and fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday night.
Easy no-brainer.
Yeah, now will Al Michaels be excited for it? We'll see.
That's Al's biggest critique, and he's announced, and they've announced, he's coming back for another year next year. And look, the thing with Al is he doesn't live up to the moment anymore.
I know.
And that's what's disappointing.
Right. He's a legend, so it is what it is, but you're right. You don't feel it when it matters.
No, it's Russell Wilson on the Giants this year, Al at 82. All right, here we go.
Number 2.
Jaguars-Bills, which I have a feeling we're going to get into with the pick segment. Evan has been chomping at the bit to make his Bills Super Bowl pick right. I think this game is going to be bonkers fun with the way the Jaguars have played.
I could certainly see it. I
mean, this would be my game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be an upset.
All right. Well, what is number one?
Number one.
It's tonight, Indiana, Oregon. Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza. It's the most important game of the weekend for Jet fans. And if you watched last night's game, which was crazy, this game with two teams within their own conference already played a close game, it's going to be the best game of the weekend.
And both of these games, the one last night and this one, it was about the quarterbacks. That's what you were watching.
Well, I was and I wasn't. Like, on one end of things, I'm very impressed by Trinidad Chambliss. We all are. Yeah. And I wish he was coming out. I wish he was an option for the Jets. This year, he's not. But I found
myself...
He could
still make the decision. I doubt it, but he could still do it.
I guess he could. I guess technically he still could. I think he filed for a waiver to go back for another year. But you know who really jumped out at me? I'm going to name a random player who I was very impressed by. And he's a freshman, so he's not coming out. So this is for a couple of years down the road. Malachi Tony.
Tony. Right, the wide receiver.
And I don't know. Yeah.
He's small.
I know, but some of the plays he made, damn impressive.
He wouldn't go down.
I know.
Like, the touchdown was one of the most ridiculous plays I've seen.
And his father played in the NFL, too.
And you know what I find intriguing by him? He's got the first name of a Jets wide receiver bust and the last name of a Giants wide receiver bust.
True.
Malachi Corley meets Kadarius Toney.
Not related.
But they're not related, and he's not going to be in the draft this year.
Yeah. So. Can you answer the question that I know you looked up and you haven't said anything because the answer is no, but I know Evan Roberts has looked this up.
I've looked what up?
Evan, what did you look up in relation to Trinidad Chambliss? Chambliss?
Was he related to Chris Chambliss?
You definitely looked it up, so give us the answer.
It's not spelt the same way, so I didn't have to look it up.
Okay, but you did investigate the spelling, and it was on your mind.
No, no, when I saw his name, and this was actually a few weeks ago when I first watched him, it's spelt differently, and so there's no question.
You didn't have a doubt. You already knew.
Yeah, but if it's spelled differently, like what am I looking up?
I had a buddy in a group chat ask that, and I said, you know what, I guarantee Evan's already looked this up, so I'm going to surprise him on the air.
I didn't need to look it up. It's not spelled the same way.
But if it was spelled the same way, that's proof you would have looked it up.
I'm not denying I wouldn't have looked it up.
Old baseball player thing, you know?
Yes, well, a legend for your baseball, a legendary moment for your baseball team. And yeah, very good list. And he's not wrong about tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight is about the future of the Jets. And in a lot of ways, my issue with last night, Ole Miss-Miami, and it was a very entertaining game, is I found myself not really caring about the result.
Because neither quarterback is in your purview.
They're not. I mean, unless you want to convince me that Carson Beck should be.
Well, I mean, not in the first round. You want to take him in the third round? Maybe.
Okay.
Second round? Maybe. But he's not your first round pick.
But when it was bleep-cutting time, I didn't care who won. Mm-hmm. You know, we just did a whole thing about who we're rooting for in the NFL playoffs, and maybe that's my biggest issue with college, and I'm not gambling on every play the way a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I just didn't care, and I think in tonight's case, and I was actually explaining this game to my wife. I get more time with my wife nowadays with these hours, mm-hmm. and I was explaining the importance of Friday's game in that I need Dante Moore to play well because I want him to come out. Well, why do you want him to come out? Well, he could be the Jets quarterback, but I also want him to play so well that he's not the Jets quarterback and he's taken number one, and then Fernando Mendoza's my quarterback. And she was like, and
you're
who are you
really tying yourself to Fernando Mendoza?
I believe in him. And we'll see if I'm right or wrong. I mean,
there's still so much we got to learn about him.
Oh, 1,000%. And as I've admitted every single time, like, I've watched him play like 3.5 games. I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you my gut feeling, my guttural reaction is I think he's the guy. I think he's got the perfect personality, too, to go along with it. So when I sit down tonight, what I'm rooting for, and that's the problem is I'm not getting the answer tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch a football game. I hope I'm entertained. I hope Dante Moore plays great. But it's not like we're going to know he's declaring tonight.
Right.
It's not like we're going to know the Raiders are going to fall in love with him more tonight. So all it does is create more data points to potentially change a decision that's not going to happen for another 4 months.
Right.
So
that's a crazy thing about the draft. Like we're so focused on, first of all, the head coaches that are going to be hired in the next couple of weeks or so. But we're also thinking forward to how our teams are going to get better via the draft.
Right.
And or free agency when the legal tampering period opens up, which is basically the start of free agency. And after that, the draft is the next and most important thing. We have no idea.
No, I know.
We have no idea where they're going to fall. We have no idea what they're going to do at the combine. We have no idea what these personal visits are going to be like and who's going to be... Who was it? The Shedeur Sanders of 2026.
The drop.
Who was supposed to be great, and all of a sudden, yeah, he's probably not that guy. It's why I love and hate the draft.
I know.
Because it's awesome, but it's also nonsense.
We'll be a month into the baseball season when it happens.
It's nonsense.
I do want Oregon to win because I want Dante Moore to play more. And I think that's a fair answer if I'm looking for what I'm looking for, which is for him to come out because it's too good.
I mean,
and for him to potentially go number one overall.
It's Indiana. Don't you got to root for Indiana?
No. Why would I have to root for Indiana?
Have they ever been in this situation?
Why would I care?
No, you wouldn't.
I'm just saying,
from a non, like, sports fanatic, just from a public interest.
Oh, yeah, I get
isn't
that.
Isn't it interesting to have Indiana in a national championship against Miami?
Yes.
In Miami?
Like the epitome of a football program versus a basketball program? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I think... For a lot of us, I can't say all of us, you watch sports with your selfish interests in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so my selfish interest in minds are my football team.
Right.
And not the Indiana Hoosiers who I have zero connection to. Let's go to limo driver Ed. What's up, LMLD? Hold on.
Hey, LDE. Man, what I say about them guys earlier when I talked to you earlier this week about Bex.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Quarterback for Miami.
You did. You mentioned them, yeah. Absolutely.
I told you. I you know what? He's a big kid, 6 years. He's got thing. He's still been in college. I tell you one thing. If my Jets want to, what they can do is give up our number two pick, drop down, get some more picks, and look for this kid. I tell you right now, I like this kid. You watch him. Mm. I'm telling you.
That would
I'm
be,
telling you right now.
That would be, Ed, that would be risky.
Well, you don't have to trade back. You could also draft the best available player and just take him wherever the heck he ends up.
Well, unless you don't love any of these guys. But the problem is you're going to love one of those top four or five picks.
Yeah, I think eventually you'll convince yourself right. of that. And the Jets aren't in the need the way the Giants were of adding surplus picks. The Jets are loaded with picks.
Right.
The draw I have on trading back is more to load up more for 27, just in case you don't find your quarterback this year and you could be better equipped to potentially trade up then.
You have three first-round picks next year.
Well, you know what's better than three? Four. Especially in a draft that potentially features Arch Manning. I mean, think about now, the problem I run into is anyone who finishes with the worst record
yeah.
will probably just take Arch Manning. Like, I don't know if there really is a scenario where
well,
a team...
they're going to need...
You would think.
You would think.
Unless it's a team who had a quarterback injury, loves their quarterback, and trades the pick out. So, like, let's say, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, it's got to be established. I wouldn't even use guys as an example. The Giants.
Too young, right?
He's too young. It would have to be.
I'll give you, how about the Chargers have Herbert next year if things go right?
Chargers, Chiefs, if Mahomes didn't uh-huh. come back. A team like that where they're not as good as Arch is. They're not doing that.
Yeah.
And then I would have the shot. But that's rare. It's yeah. all likely that the team that gets the number one pick is going to just take Arch Manning.
And if we've learned anything, it's Arch Manning's probably not the number one pick next year, and there'll be some other quarterback, because none of us were talking about Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza a year ago.
It does feel different with him, though.
You know yes. that.
He's a dynastic player in terms of his name. It feels like that one will be a lock. You want to do a long-term bet, number one pick in the 27 draft?
It's tough, because I agree with you, but I can't say that's definitive. I can't. These quarterbacks every year.
Paul is calling from Yonkers. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Evan. Hi, Kiki.
What's up, Paul?
Your job is to torture me. Is that it, Evan?
What I do?
You say Pete Alonso, and it sends me in orbit.
Well, what?
Don't you understand? When Pete Alonso comes in to Citi Field, he's going to come in with 25 homers, 60 RBIs. The Mets ain't going to have a player with 10 homers the way we are set up right now. It's going to be Pete Alonso Day. Cohen thinks he's going to give him a call and say, thank you for your service. Well, he better not be there that day. He doesn't, but we're going to boo him out of the building. Do me a favor, Mr. Cohen. Go to a Yankee game. You gave me enough, you ex-Yankees. My manager is the bench coach of the Yankees. I'm tired of it. Just mention Pete Alonso sends me off the wall, and he ain't on my team.
All right. Tiki, should I impose a self-ban where I never say the name Pete Alonso again?
No, because he's going to eventually come here.
He's going to come here and do what?
Hit three home runs.
Well, that's in September. Like, yeah. Should I, from now until the Yankees play them or something, not mention his name? And I did mention his name earlier in relation to the Yankees negotiations with Cody Bellinger.
When the Yankees play him, it doesn't matter. It's when the Mets play him.
I know, but Paul is a loyal listener, and he says, anytime I mention his name, doesn't matter the context, I cause great pain. I don't want to be a pain causer.
Just don't go into detail.
The problem
is... Just say it in passing.
The problem is...
Oh, yeah, that first baseman, Pete Alonso.
I like to make references to other things to explain things.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bellinger-Yankee pursuit feels similar to Alonso from last year. And so I brought it up as a comp. I wasn't bringing up anything else about Pete Alonso. I wasn't bringing up my beard. I wasn't bringing up, like, how bitter I still am that the Mets didn't go to 5 years. Like, there were just names that will always be mentioned at some point, even if they're not here. Saquon Barkley is a great example for Giant fans. I mentioned them recently, not just in the Eagles game, but the billboard that's up on I-95, which I still can't believe.
Mm.
That is a douchey move.
It really is.
And I
don't understand that. There's so many other things that you can do.
Oh, you're talking about the company doing it or Saquon doing it?
The company, but why would Saquon want to do that?
By the way, if you're just tuning in, there's a billboard off I-95 near New Rochelle that says, it's a picture of Saquon Barkley, and it says, you don't have to be a giant to be a champion. And it's for an unnamed law firm. Though, I've already heard we may make business with them.
Yes.
I think it's very self-explanatory why a company would do it. It draws attention.
Of course.
It drew my attention. It drew our attention. We're talking about it right now. Right. I think in Saquon's case, his agent probably said, hey, do you want to make an easy 10 grand or 20 grand, whatever it was.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
And I don't think Saquon cares. I don't think he needs it, but if you can make an easy amount of money, why not?
Because that's the point, though. You don't need that, whatever the number is. It's probably more like 50 grand.
50?
You don't need it.
Not bad.
Why would you just make Giant fans hate you?
I think he probably enjoys being the villain now.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's...
I don't know about that.
Then why do it?
I don't... That's why I'm asking.
Because
I don't know.
He enjoys being the villain.
He must.
See, I'm right. I turned you into a circle before it was finally like, all right, Evan, you're right. Tom is in Jersey. Hey, Tom. Tom.
Hey, guys. You hear me?
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
All right. I heard you guys talking about these billboards up in New York earlier and talking about them again. I live in Jersey. I have season tickets. Every single time I drive up the turnpike to go to these games, it's either three or four Saquon billboards. They're for an insurance company. He's wearing a green shirt, and he's just sitting there smiling.
No, this is a different one. I know which one you're talking about. It's a different one, though.
It is a different one, but I totally agree with you. He did this on purpose. It's like the New York City backdrop on the way to the stadium. You can't get the MetLife.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But Tom's
right. That one I get, by the way.
The fact he does more than one? What is going on here?
That one I get. The one that's on the turnpike. Because it's just a reminder that he was here.
Why do we need that? Why does he want to do that? Other than being a villain?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He likes being the villain. Being the villain sells in 2026 in our country.
Dude, he's done this multiple times.
Right. The heroic villain.
He's the heroic villain.
Is that what you call him?
I almost understand the Jersey one a little bit because there is that line, if you go a little bit further south, of Eagle fans and Giant fans in Central Jersey and South Jersey. The billboard I saw is in New Rochelle.
I know.
It's
nowhere near Philly fans.
I'm on the way to go upstate New York. I'm not quite in upstate New York, obviously, but I'm on my way. That one feels, in a way, more personal than, you know what, this could appeal to an Eagle fan. There may be some down here at Central Jersey. I'll tell you this, man. I'm not even a Giant fan. He has milked this leave better than anyone who's ever left New York sports.
Agreed. But it's subtle.
It's subtle, but it
exists. Because the billboard is nothing. Most people are not going to ever see it. Most people are not in a car on the New Jersey Turnpike or up near New Rochelle.
I think that people see, here's what I did when I drove past it, because I'm a responsible driver. I drove past it, I saw it, and I said, is that what I think it is? So I texted myself. I voice texted. I said, text Evan Roberts. And it comes up, and I said, you don't have to be a Giant to be a champion. And so it reminded me when I got home to Google it and see, is there a billboard? And I saw the billboard I saw.
Right.
So I don't think enough people would do that, but I think they would see it. It would register in their head as they're driving and be like, is that Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, right.
What is he doing? Let's go to Eric in Connecticut. Hey, Eric.
Hi, I've got one thing for each of you, so I'll be fast. First, Tiki.
What's up?
I was never a Giant fan, but you're a Hall of Famer. I admire the way you got over your fumbles.
Thank you.
And I liked when you first got into media, you manned up when everyone was attacking you, and that's called character.
Thank you, bud.
Evan, the scenario I have for the Super Bowl, it hurts you the most, so I really love this. It's New England versus Seattle. New England versus Seattle. Sam's going to spit the bit, and they're going to call New England the ghosts from the East Coast. And Sean, the message for you is you got a Nordic massage from Boner Esiason.
no lies.
Well done.
Great.
Believe it or not, I think the Super Bowl I'd hate the most, even more than Seattle, New England, would be New England, Philadelphia. I think the Eagles would bother me more. Mm. I don't like Philadelphia. I know they're not my rival. And Sam, I don't have a dislike for. And I don't want to say I'm over it because I think I still don't necessarily want him to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't bother me as much if, like, Zach Wilson was winning one. So I get your point. I respect it. I think the Eagles would bother me more. I think if it's an Eagles-Seahawks Super Bowl, I'd be rooting for the...
Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks. And not Super Bowl, obviously. NFC Championship.
Right. Because they're the same
yes.
Conference. But still, I think... And you're over Sam Darnold.
I'm almost over. Right? I still prefer him not to win.
What step? This is step three.
Carolina, which we forget about.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Because he got replaced by Baker, didn't he?
Yeah. He was traded to the Panthers, by the way, for a second round pick, which is kind of crazy.
This is his fourth step.
Yeah.
This is the third removed. So he's three removed from the Jets.
Are we forgetting any team?
Well, you said San Francisco or no?
No, we didn't even say San Francisco.
No,
you're
Baker
right.
went to San Francisco.
No, he went to the Rams.
Oh, that's right. Baker went to the LA Rams.
Think about all the Darnold spent
Sam
the year.
Darnold went to San Francisco.
He backed up Brock Purdy 2 years ago.
You're right. Wow. Forgot about that.
Wow. But he didn't play. He played in...
No, but that was the rehab he got, was the Kyle Shanahan rehab.
Mm.
Interesting.
That's what made him attractive to O'Connell.
I'm over Sam to the point where I would prefer him not win the Super Bowl, but he's not the nightmare scenario.
He's not offensive.
Aaron Rodgers would bother me more.
Dude, that NFC Championship game is a Joe Shane nightmare scenario.
Why is that?
Julian Love, Leonard Williams, these guys that he let go facing Saquon Barkley.
That's a very good point. That's a tough one
for Joe to watch.
I forgot about that one.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.